Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast from the First Christian Church in Great Bend, Kansas. We are a church with a mission of inspiring ordinary people to live extraordinary lives for Christ. It really doesn't matter who you are, what you have done, or how you choose to worship. You belong here. We pray that this week's sermon blesses you and that you feel God's presence through it today.
So welcome to week three of our sermon series called Digital Christians, where what we're doing is spending some time wrestling with and trying to make sense of what it means to live Christian in a world that has been taken over by technology. And so in the first 2 weeks of the series, what we have wrestled with so far is how I believe God is calling us not to get angry or to fight against this new world that we're living in. But instead, what we need to do is learn to embrace it in healthy and productive ways. And a part of what it means to embrace this reality in healthy and productive ways is to understand how it works and in turn how it can affect us, which is what we got into last week. Not only talking about how these companies function and how they make money, but how this technology is actually affecting our lives in some pretty dangerous ways. Or how studies are showing that overuse of media can lead to mental health issues such as anxiety and depression. How it is affecting our brains in ways where we're not able to handle complex material like we once did. And how it's affecting our physical health. And that because we spend so much time with our faces glued to a screen, we are now doing less physical activity, which is leading to all sorts of health issues. Now, I know that last week I told you guys that what we'd be doing today is getting into the benefits of how this technology can help us. And at that time, that's what I intended to do. And yet, what happened after last Sunday that really caught me off guard is I was bombarded by people telling me how much they needed to hear this stuff. Because how they too continue to struggle with or deal with their media consumption and how they can do that in much healthier ways. And so because of that feedback, and the Spirit started to work in my life, what I've done is I've gone back to rework a sermon that I put aside because of the snowstorm. And what we're going to be doing is that sermon, instead of the one, we're going to push the other one to next week, which means what we're going to be getting into today in an attempt to help all of us better deal with our media consumption, or at least understand why it's so hard to put our stinking phones down when we know we should, is to bring back an issue we touched on last week and yet to explore it in even deeper ways to give us a much clearer picture on how this technology really is an issue in most of our lives. So, to get us into this topic, I need to get really, really honest with you guys regarding my media usage. Because the truth is, what I have discovered about myself in preparing for this series is I have a problem. Yep, I have a problem. Or I spend way too much time not only binge-watching everything that comes out on all the streaming services that I have, but what I find myself now doing while binge-watching is playing stupid games on my phone. In fact, this is something that has gotten so bad that I start to get fidgety if I am watching TV without something in my hand. Or how many of you, if you get really honest with yourselves, might just know what I'm talking about? Or more than that, how many of you might just have the same problem that I have? Anybody? Anybody willing to put your hand up? Well, for those of you who raised your hands, thank you for your honesty, because I know I'm not the only one who has this issue. And yet, for those of you who didn't raise your hands, I really do hope that you have found a healthy balance between technology and your life. But on the other hand, I also hope you're not living in denial. Because the truth is, when you begin to look at the statistics for daily media usage, which is what we got into last week, the research shows us that this is actually a problem that most of us are dealing with. And that whether you're aware of it or not, whether you want to admit it or not, media consumption has become a huge part of most of our lives, with Americans spending at least 2.5 hours a day with their faces glued to some kind of screen. Which, by the way, is a trend that's not slowing down because we're finally getting used to this technology, but a trend that year after year continues to increase, with people on average spending more and more time on their devices. And yet, what also struck me as I was doing all of this research, trying to get a handle on the dangers of media in our lives and in turn how it was affecting me, I started to notice that this wasn't just a behavior that I was doing to relax and unwind after a long day, which is what I told myself I was doing. Now, what I began to notice is that this was something that I started to crave. Something that if I didn't spend some time doing it during the day, that caused me to feel anxious and fidgety until I got out my phone or turned on my TV. And then what hit me in a moment of clarity as I was thinking about all of this, because I just never thought about it in this way before, is the truth is I know that feeling. I know that feeling of feeling anxious and fidgety until I'm able to get that thing that I crave, because there are other things in my life that I must have daily or I start to react in negative ways. Or for those of you who don't know, I am a Diet Dr. Pepper super freak. In that all day, every day, I consume stupid amounts of that liquid manna because I am addicted to caffeine. And of course, what happens if for some reason I have to go without, I start to get anxious and fidgety and even frustrated and angry, depending on how long it's been. And of course, the only thing that calms me down or makes me feel better when I get into that place is an ice cold Diet Dr. Pepper, preferably poured over Sonic ice. Can I get an amen? Yep. Yep, coffee drinkers, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about, right? You don't want to talk to your spouse until they've at least had a sip of that delicious manna. So, that's when it hit me. I'm addicted to media. And that this really isn't something that I just do for fun when the day is done, or something that I can just quit anytime I want to without suffering withdrawal symptoms. No, just like I'm addicted to caffeine, I'm also addicted to my technology. Now, I know at first to talk about our media consumption as an addiction sounds kind of strange, because the way we normally think about addiction is it has to do with some kind of substance. And yet, what I discovered as I started doing some research on how media use actually affects our brains is I was blown away by what's actually going on. And to help you see that, I'm going to need to share with you a bit about a chemical in our brain called dopamine. Which, by the way, this is all very, very simply put. I've tried to make this as simple as possible. It's way more complex than this, but I want you to get the gist. So, dopamine is a neurotransmitter in our brain that plays a central role in the brain's reward system, acting as a kind of motivational currency, in that when you engage in activities that are enjoyable and beneficial, like eating, socializing, accomplishing a task, or whatever it is that you like to do, your brain releases this chemical to make you feel good, which in turn reinforces that behavior, making you more likely to repeat it in the future. Or, the surge of dopamine is that feeling you get every time Patrick Mahomes does something crazy that you've never seen before to win the game. And it's why you're more likely to watch the Chiefs today than when they couldn't buy a win back 10 years ago, because when your team wins, you get a surge of dopamine which makes you feel good. And yet, to push it even further, you need to understand that what happens to your brains as you're watching Patrick Mahomes is actually very similar to what happens if you take drugs. In that, for the most part, it's not the drugs themselves that make us feel good, but how these drugs affect the dopamine system, causing our brain to be flooded with this feel-good chemical. Or alcohol interacts with the brain's dopamine system by stimulating the release of this chemical, which means when you drink alcohol, it triggers a dopamine release which produces feelings of pleasure and reward. And for me, what that puts into perspective, very, very simply put, because it's way too complex to talk about here, is that what people are addicted to when it comes to drug use, to a certain extent, is not the drug in and of itself, but it's the dopamine hit we get when we consume those substances. And yet, I've said all of that to say this. What research is now showing us about the effects of media on our brain is that in the same way watching Patrick Mahomes or drinking a beer causes our brain to release dopamine, which makes us feel good and keeps us coming back for more, which, by the way, is doubled while drinking a beer and watching Patrick Mahomes. That is what happens as we scroll through our social media. We play our games and we watch our screens to varying degrees. Because doing those things also causes our brains to release this feel-good chemical, which helps us to understand not only why we're spending more and more time on our devices when, by the way, we should be doing other things. We know this. But also why we get fidgety and anxious when we don't have them. Revealing to us that the hard truth is most of us, to a certain extent, are addicted to our technology. Or no longer is technology our servant or the tool we use to help us live better lives. No, technology, in a sense, has become our master or something that has taken control of us in some pretty significant ways. And yet, for those of you who still find yourself feeling a bit skeptical about this idea of being addicted to technology, like that's even such a thing, what I want you to do to actually feel this is to set a day, a 24-hour period, maybe sometime this week, where you actually take a technology fast. Or where you, for one whole day, choose not to use any of your technology. No phone, no tablet, no TV, no nothing. And then as you're doing that, if, by the way, you can actually do it, because the truth is, me even talking about this makes some of you anxious, right? If you can do it, what I want you to notice is what it is that you start to crave, what it is you long for, and how, if you were to get on your phone or if you were to turn on your TV, you would relax and let it all go. Just like me drinking a delicious Route 44 Diet Dr. Pepper from Sonic, right? Right? It becomes very, very clear that most of us, in one way or another, are addicted to our technology. But now that most of us are starting to see that we have a problem that we need to deal with, I think what that means for us as Christians or as people who are actually trying to embrace this technology in healthy ways is that the first step we all have to take when dealing with any problem or any sin is, instead of continuing to live in denial or instead of trying to run from it because we really don't want to change, what we have to do is we have to turn and face that issue head on. And the first step we have to take when facing any kind of problem, especially as Christians, is we have to get really, really good at confession. Or take a moment and get really open and honest with ourselves and our God about our problem, about our addiction. Or just like the first step towards recovery in the 12-step process is admitting there is a problem, we have to do the same thing when it comes to our technology. And so this morning, and to kind of get into this in a bit different way, what I would like to offer all of you is a way to face this media addiction. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite you to join me in a moment of confession where, as a church, as a people, we simply get real with ourselves and our God regarding this addiction. So, if you happen to be like me and you're feeling convicted about your media consumption, I simply want to invite you to join me in the moment of confession or to say these words with me as we confess this sin. God, I am addicted to media. Say it with me. God, I am addicted to media. One more time. God, I am addicted to media. And yet now that we have admitted that we have a problem as a way forward, I share with you once again Ephesians 5, 15, and 16, because for me, this scripture really does offer us a way beyond our addiction to creating a healthy relationship with our technology. It says this: be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Again, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. And very simply put, what I believe it means to live wisely, making the most of every opportunity when it comes to our media consumption, is like we talked about last week. We have actually got to set up some boundaries and then stick to those boundaries. Or we've got to be the kind of people who take control of our technology instead of allowing our technology to control us. Because that, my friends, really is the way to freedom. It's the only way we don't end up being controlled by our technology, so we can actually be set free to live into the extraordinary lives that God has created for each and every one of us. Or, like we talked about last week, if you choose to allow your media to control you, if you continue to choose these habits, then basically what you're doing is you're sitting down watching everyone else live into their best lives, right? It's basically what we're doing more on that stuff. And what this is calling us to do is, yeah, sure, we can do that on occasion. That's fine and dandy in certain places. But what we're called to do is actually go out and live into the extraordinary lives that God has created us. I mean, who do you want to be remembered as? What do you want to do with your life? Do you want to be the person who knows everything that is going on in social media land and all the games and all that kind of stuff? Or do you actually want to be a person who makes a difference? Who goes out into the world and gives their life to something bigger than themselves? Because that's a choice that we're making. We can either sit and watch others, or we can go live our lives. Let us pray. Father, again, we come to you with this issue that we're all wrestling with, young and old alike. This media has come in and to a certain extent taken over our lives, and many of us are addicted, which is what we confess today. But it is my hope and my prayer, O Lord, that we just didn't make that confession. We'll go back to doing what we normally do. But we'll actually take some time to look at our lives and then set some boundaries. Or decide today that we are going to take control of our technology instead of our technology controlling us. So that we don't end up watching everyone else live their lives. And instead go out and live into the extraordinary life that you have created us for. So help us, O Lord, to do that effectively and be the kind of people who can embrace media, embrace the new technology in healthy and productive ways. Lord, we ask all of this in your name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon, and we hope you are able to join us next week. To learn more about FCC Great Bend, visit us online at firstchristianchurchgb.com. Again, that's firstchristianchurchgb.com. God bless and have a great week.